This week, scientists in Australia have made a major breakthrough in the field of crop sciences because they've managed to make plants that will tolerate saline contaminated soil. Let me explain why this is important. According to Mark Tester, who's from Adelaide University and one of the scientists behind this breakthrough, about one third of the world's crops are grown on soil that is irrigated, and one fifth of that irrigated soil is now significantly contaminated with salt. Where did it come from? Well, there's a number of sources. One is that when you pump river water onto land, because the river water has come from water that has permeated through the ground and through rocks, it contains trace amounts of dissolved salts. When you put that water onto the ground, that water evaporates because of heat from the sun. It's also taken up into plants, and the plants then transpire the water into the atmosphere, and this leaves the salt behind. So over many, many generations of plant growing, what happens is that you get a progressive and significant accumulation of salt in the soil, which eventually becomes sufficient to poison plants. The reason it poisons plants is that the salt concentrates in the shoots and the new leaves of plants, and it causes them to age prematurely, and so they just don't grow. They have to spend all of their energy making new leaves and tissues rather than making new growth or seeds and things we want to eat. So it's a big problem. And with the world population growing, in fact we'll hear more about that in just a second, it's going to become an even more acute problem. So we need a way to solve it. Also, with global warming and climate change on the way, we think that flooding and sea level rise could also put more agricultural land out of commission or contaminate the soil significantly. So what's the solution that Mark Tester's come up with? Well, what he and his team discovered is that when you grow plants in a salty environment, they have a means of getting salt out of the plant. It's a gene which is called HKT1-1. And what this gene does is it transports sodium out of cells, because one of the major salts that's poisonous is sodium. The thing is, if you turn this gene on too much in a plant, then it kills the plant. And similarly, if you stop the gene working, it kills the plant. So what they wanted to know is, well, can we make this gene just work in the bit of the plant that determines what gets sent up the plant to the shoots? And they've discovered how to turn this gene on just in a selection of tissues which surround vessels called the xylem vessels. And these are the pipes or conduits that carry water from the root up into the leaves. And when they do this, this means that the cells filter effectively the salt out of the water coming in the root and going up the xylem, and they repel the salt and turf it out. And what Mark Tester and his team have found is that they can grow Arabidopsis, which is just a weed that basically plant scientists use because it's a convenient way to experiment. They can grow this on very saline soils. They don't actually know exactly how saline yet, but they have had some very promising results.
We've given these plants concentrations of sodium which would normally kill them, and these salt-tolerant plants are still growing just fine, which is quite exciting. So we actually haven't worked out how high we need to go to actually kill these plants off. The experiments are surprisingly difficult because this is a little plant which is quite hard to grow in a controlled way.
So they've obviously made a major breakthrough here if we can do this with Arabidopsis, but that's an experimental plant that we use a lot. We don't actually eat it. Can we do the same trick with something like rice or maize?
According to Mark Tester, yes. So I asked him about that, and he says that they've managed to make the trick work in rice plants, and rice is the staple food crop for a significant proportion of the human population, so that's a major breakthrough. The big question about cereal crops, though, is they apparently are a little bit more genetically complicated than rice and the failcress, Arabidopsis, is. So it's taken them a little bit longer to get that to work, but Mark says they now have experimental crops that they're testing, so in a year's time they'll know if it's actually working in them. But the principle seems sound. It's just a question of getting the right DNA construct to turn on the gene in the right class of cell so that the effect will work. But certainly all reasons to be encouraged.
Excellent. Well, it's good to see that genetic modification might help to feed the world one day, especially with a growing population.